Vision Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, May 30th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. President Bush says Belarus is the last dictatorship in Europe. That's prompted a negative response from the government, says Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba. He says it adds to the already growing pressure on Christians there.
Especially evangelical community that has ties with the Western evangelical organizations and churches, it looks like it's a threat to the current government in Belarus. They cannot do any evangelistic events. They can do any humanitarian events because it would promote their ministries.
A ministry training center is still planned and your help is needed. Next, in the Middle East and North Africa, 60% of the Arab world is under the age of 24. Sat7's Debbie Brink says they've developed two new programs, one for preteens and one for teens. They're interactive programs with questions posed from the viewing audience. Teenaged hosts answer them from a Christian worldview.
These kids are growing up in an area of the world where there's poverty and frustration and hopelessness, and if we don't capture them and their interests, other groups are going to do that, and they're trying to do that, and engaging them in activities that lead to violence, and we want to be proactive against that.
And finally, 116 new missionaries will be sent out across the globe soon. Recently, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board held their missionary appointment service in Texas. As the second largest group of new missionaries in IMB history, the appointees are widely varied in age, experience, skills, and backgrounds. The diversity represents God's heart for the whole world. Pray for these missionaries as they take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.